3 months after a gunman killed an ROTC instructor in a Norfolk classroom, Old Dominion University students walk back onto campus today, and the independent review waiting for them calls for a full overhaul of threat assessment, emergency alerts, and background checks. The report's sharpest edge, the shooter had served 8 years in federal prison for attempting to aid a terrorist organization before ODU enrolled him. Watch whether expanded screening becomes formal policy this semester or stays a line in a report. On the statewide energy front, Dominion's fuel costs have climbed nearly 90% in 5 years, driven by data center demand that forces the utility into volatile wholesale markets, costs that eventually land on your monthly bill. 111 new data center connections are approved through 2031, with 220 more queued. Amazon has estimated new applicants could wait up to 24 years for power. Two public safety numbers worth knowing: 58% of Virginia nursing homes were overdue for inspection as of July, and Virginia screens out 61% of child abuse referrals, well above the 43% national average. VDH says formal nursing home sanction criteria are coming by year's end. Child welfare reform is likely a next session fight. In Northern Virginia, the assault weapons ban challenge is frozen while the U.S. Supreme Court weighs broader restrictions, limbo for gun owners and retailers until Washington rules. One concrete way to give back this week: Friends of the Mount Vernon Trail in Northern Virginia needs volunteers for trail maintenance and community events, a practical outdoor shift close to home. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.